It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted here in the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win, and you can call us at 617-779-7937. Screw it. Have every home run derby in Philly. That was the best part of the home run derby, is just how much they hated everybody who wasn't on the Phillies. I mean, just Contreras, and every time he like shanked one, they would, you know, you would think that they just won the Super Bowl. On top of that, they were booing kids out in the field who were dropping pop-ups, which...
You do have to sort of respect them in an odd way.
I mean, yeah, you know. Totally. All the respect. They made it entertaining. I mean, they're awful people. They're horrible villains.
Yeah.
But it made it fun. So for a home run derby that I said before, they did correct a few things. It definitely ended with an exciting ending. It's way too long. They got to somehow find a way to shave an hour off that thing. There's no way that should be a three-hour event.
Eliminate Will Ferrell, which was just a disaster.
That wasn't his fault.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean.
Do you think if the audio was working, it still would have been a bad
idea? Nah,
it
still would have fell flat. He's okay. Just, you know, in that setting, he's just jumped the shark. I mean,
yeah, because it felt like Netflix was shoving a new show down your throat because it was on Netflix.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do like people try new things other than just the traditional kind of broadcast. Let's try something different.
Sure.
See how it goes. So, obviously, not so well. But I was, Buster Olney had a little stat on here, Rich. Average of the most home runs over the last home run derbies was like 273 home runs hit in the home run derby. Mm-hmm. There was only like 137 hit last night.
That was cool.
There's no clock.
Yeah, the limited amount of pitches was pretty cool. They still need to pull it back. 20 is too much for the first round. They should make it 15, 10. They were all worn out at the end. I mean, there was a thing that they had where if you hit a home run on your last swing, you get to keep hitting until you're done. No one until the final round hit a home run in the last swing because they were just worn out. And I also think that doing that instead of a clock, there was a listener yesterday who made a great point, and it was that it probably doesn't hurt them as much, like physically. Because you heard about all these guys who would get their swing out of whack and wouldn't be the same after the home run derby. I got to think that this is like a little bit of an answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that part of it. But man, geez, 3 hours. That was a long-ass time. But Wilson Contreras was awesome. And I'm glad that they started things off with him.
Yeah.
Because by doing that, I'm
right
like, you did. I was like, man, this is going to be good. Because if you would have looked at all the betting websites, he was way down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the biggest long shot in the whole thing. And for him to immediately get out there and hit those 475s, like, he had like three of them, I think.
He also, Alex Spear wrote this like statistical article about him in the Globe today about how different his numbers are this year compared to his career.
Yeah.
Like balls in the air, he's pulling at 26% of the time compared to his career, which is 15.
That's a big jump.
He's hit balls pulled in the air. He's hitting 690 with 16 home runs. So I don't know if Driveline is like sneaking back into the equation as like taking credit
or
for Wilson.
Or just works for him.
Yeah. It's like the one guy it seems to have worked with. He is a different player.
Dude, is it just nice to have a first baseman that you can count on?
Yeah.
Like that's, it's just the one position you kind of just don't want to have to worry about. The Red Sox have had to worry about it because they just haven't had that guy.
Yep.
Maybe he's the guy for the next 5 years.
And I also like the fact that his personality is one of like being a little bit of a hothead. I like that. His team was missing that for a while.
Oh.
And I know he goes over the line sometimes, but I don't care. Like I like this team to have a little bit of attitude.
Yeah.
And someone who's just not just like a typical boring baseball player who gives typical stock answers. Wilson Contreras is all right by me.
Like, he did ask a guy to meet him outside Fenway.
He did.
So
he did.
Which was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
When he was, like, not suspended, when he'd been ejected from the game, and he's still, like, in the clubhouse.
But if that was Duran, like, we'd be ripping him. Be like, this guy's off the, out, you know.
But listen.
As long as you're hitting dingers.
It's true.
That's the difference.
Dingers, you forgive everything if you're hitting them dingers.
Hit those dingers.
So I do want to play this clip, though, because Wilson Contreras said something afterwards, and I do believe he meant this in a positive way, but I think that there's part of it that he might have been sending a message to certain other players on this team. And I want to hear it again, because I've only heard this once, and the more I think about it, the more I do believe that this was a message toward guys like Roman Anthony. Let's take a listen real quick.
We are right now in third place, I think. We're not where we want to be, but we are on our way there. We're already making adjustments. The team has a really good chemistry, and the energy is there. And the guys that have been coming up from AAA are doing a great job. They're willing to listen, willing to work out, and they're willing to leave their heart on the field, which that's what we want.
I mean,
I don't know. Now I hear it, and I don't think it's as much of a shot at Roman Anthony.
It feels a little bit more casual, doesn't it?
It does.
Like he's, yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm Roman Anthony, if I'm hearing that, I would consider that he was taking a shot at me.
Well, it also points out that he likes, if these AAA guys go away at some point, then he's going to be somewhat miffed that you're losing parts of the team he feels are working currently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody steps in, i.e. Roman and Meyer, come back.
Yeah.
And Bradford said he thinks Meyer's the first guy to come back. Then the pressure's on to deliver. Like, hey, you're not just going to carry you for months. We're in a pennant race now. Mm-hmm. And the guys that were your replacements, we liked. They were doing a good job. They left their hearts in the field. Mm-hmm. So you need to follow suit and do the same. Otherwise, it's a performance business. We're sending you back to AAA.
Isn't it funny how you just the guys that have the carrot dangling in front of them, how you play when you're motivated? Like, you know, guys that have already been paid, you know, the Roman Anthonys and the Brian Bales, you see how they perform versus the guys that are getting called up and get the shot at the big leagues. You know, they're hungry, man, and they play differently.
Ted, I think this is right in front of our faces, and we need one of those boards. Like, you know, you ever seen the conspiracy board where it's got a bunch of pictures and lines that moved? Well,
that one up behind you, perfect for that.
Yeah, we can do this right behind us, because there's been so many moments and so many quotes and things that people have said that lead me to believe that Roman Anthony isn't doing things the right way. And it all started, I believe, when Alex Cora made that comment about the younger players. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to kind of backtrack and do that all over again.
He basically said that Marcelo Meyer had to earn his spot on the team.
That
before
was
the
spring,
season started.
Right. He was hard on Meyer.
Yep.
And Roman was like a given that they were going to build the team around him. He almost got, it was like the other way for him. It was like Roman's the man.
He was anointed without really, I think, earning that.
And I'm part of that. I mean, I got caught up in it. We talked to him in spring training. It was like, wow, this guy's so calm and cool, and he's doing well in the WBC, this is the face of the future. And
well, then all the guys that played in the WBC, all those teammates were loud and lauding him, too.
Right, right. Yeah. And he still could be that, but it's, you know, it's amazing how things have changed in 2 months.
And it's weird, too, because at first it was management versus Roman Anthony with the classification of his hand, and then it was reports that he was supposed to be back at a certain time, and it kept getting moved back. Mm-hmm. And you could tell it was frustrating Chad Tracy every time we talked to him, to the point where he's trying to, like, all right, I can't see anything
guys,
anymore.
Guys, no update. Yeah. Stop asking.
Right. Just stop asking. I can't give you any updates anymore. And then the final straw being where they sent him down to Florida, and they're just like, listen, man, you go to Nairobi. You go way the hell away from us, because we seem to have a pretty good vibe going here. And I just think it was depressing to the players. And it just seems to me that something is off with the way he's handling all of this. Because if he was, I don't know, if he was doing the right thing, you wouldn't be hearing all of these little, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. I just feel there's a lot of smoke when it comes to Roman Anthony. Not a lot of people saying a lot of positive things about Roman Anthony.
No,
right,
I just
now.
Think it's, I think it's a fact that the organization feels like he should be back. I mean, I guess I can't prove that, but like, they feel like he should just muscle through this.
Yeah.
And he and his camp are like, no, we're not pushing this. But that's not what they've said publicly. I guess they have come on and said, you know, it's a pain tolerance issue, but we understand it's got to run its course.
How long is this pain tolerance, though? And I know that's and it sounds like, and once again, I'm saying this not even knowing exactly how it feels like to have the hand that he has. But man, it's been a couple of months now where we were at a point where everything seems to be healed the way it is. It's just a pain tolerance thing. Like, how long until you can't tolerate the pain?
You realize there's not really any rehab to this.
Yeah.
There's you don't rehab a finger.
Well, like, he was swinging the soft bat. What were those bats called?
It's not the fungos. It had a funny name. I forget.
Or was it a ball? It was some kind of.
No, it was the bat. You're right.
It was like it was fungo bats.
Well, I know there's fungo bats, but there was some other weird ball or something he was throwing around that I had never heard of before. It was one of those things that I was like looking around the room, like, am I supposed to know what that is?
Yeah. I mean, literally, if you had to think of what he gets up and has to rehab, it's he gets up, and what does he? What does he do with his finger?
Yeah, I don't.
Like, why do you got to be in Florida to, like, work on, like, a finger?
Plyo ball. He was throwing the plyo ball.
Okay.
Oh, plyo ball. That's what it is. Right.
You guys remember? Or was that crochet? I'm getting a little confused.
All I know is that when somebody said that word, I looked around like, am I really supposed to know what that is? Am I the only one in the room who doesn't know what that is? Let's go to John on line one. John, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, John.
How are you, boys?
What's up, bud?
Ted, how was your vacation?
It wasn't a vacation, but I was fine. Thank you. Yep, had a death in the family that I had to take care of there.
My apologies. Well,
all good.
Good news. Ken and I are going to the Odyssey movie at some point. If you'd like to join us,
Thursday.
You're welcome to, to come along. We're going to check the historiography of Cyclops.
John is upset because I said I was worried because Christopher Nolan said this. I wanted this to be like a documentary, and I was like, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, no.
And then John Cotton was like, well, what do you want it to be? Anyway.
John, I appreciate it. I would love to go. I was told that I couldn't go until my girlfriend gets back from her trip. So I otherwise I'd go with you guys. I'm looking forward to it. Everywhere I look on the social media is the Odyssey.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Ken's dying to go. We'll catch it on TV. They made a minor move in the outfield today, guys, with Detroit.
Yep.
And that player has no options. So he's got to come up to the big club.
Right.
So that tells me that a shoe's got to drop, and either the pile of suck is going, or maybe they're going to make the blockbuster move of all blockbuster moves and move on from Roman Anthony.
Nah, I don't think so. They sent Nate Eaton down to Worcester, so that's the move they've made.
By the way, somebody reminded us, they were calling what Roman Anthony was doing dry swings.
Oh, that's dry swings. That's it. Thank you.
That's it.
Bio balls and dry swings.
Dry swings.
That's it.
Is that like just like miming a swing?
Yeah,
is that when you don't have a bat? Is that like?
Yeah, I think so.
How is that even a thing?
It's a thing.
It's almost as bad as Tristan Casas' mind swings.
Yeah. That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He said, I'm taking a lot of swings in my mind.
It's dude, you got to start at the very bottom, man. That's where you start.
Yeah. Dry swings, man.
But I don't think they would trade Roman. I do think Meyer. Yeah, no way. I think they might trade Meyer. And that's a larger issue than just this year.
It wasn't that long ago. The report was that they were looking for a big bat in a contract which they'd be willing to take on money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
And ownership was apparently making the calls for the big bat.
So, what do you think of Will Fleming telling me they're going to try to make a big swing?
Well, Will, if you're listening, I don't know. How did it go last year? I mean, Will was like, Joe, you're making a big move.
He had to get off Twitter.
He's back on Twitter, though.
I don't know. Will doesn't have the best track with that.
He's going to make up for it. Yeah. I believe him.
He's sourced. I believe that.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
I mean, seriously, like one significant bat could change everything. So why wouldn't you explore that?
Listen, I've been saying this, you know, for the past couple of days, and that is Breslow. He wants to save his job, then do something drastic. This is what people do who are clawing and screaming and trying to keep a job that they've been, there's whispers that they would lose it. Don't they always do something?
You're right.
And so in this case, it's a good thing. Yep, save your job. Go get a big bat. Get the bat you were supposed to get in the offseason. Do something big and drastic. Because you know what? This team deserves it. I think they've proven to you that they deserve you to invest in them. Especially Chad Tracy, who's got these guys playing their ass off when they had every excuse not to. So save your job. Get out there. Get a big bat. And maybe, just maybe, the stars will align. You'll have a big bat in the lineup. These guys will continue playing at the level that they're at. And maybe some of these injured players will come back. And who knows? At that point, you got just as good of a shot as anybody in this crappy American League.
Balls on the table.
Yes, balls on the table. Absolutely. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls next.